Airman First Class Richard Rubio on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, GI Bill and Electromagnetic Defense. One of the advantages of serving in the military is the benefits that help educational goals. The Montgomery GI Bill, Post 9/11 GI Bill, and Dependent GI Bill programs assist dependents, veterans, and military members in pursuing their educational objectives.
The GI Bill includes several programs that can help service members or their dependents pay for tuition, job training, or other approved training. However, many members may be confused on how to use their GI Bill and how to get the best use of their benefits. Lindsay Frankenfield, University of Maryland Global Campus Advanced Program Coordinator, shares how the Education Center's upcoming briefing can help members better navigate using their GI Bill.
Our GI Bill briefing is coming up. Our VA rep, he's going to be visiting down from Vicenza. He's going to come chat with you about the difference between the post 9/11, Montgomery, how to transfer your benefits from yourself to your family members and beyond, how to use your benefits, how to get the best out of your benefits. So if you are planning to use your GI Bill in any form or fashion, we highly recommend that you come out to this briefing on April 17th at 10:30 a.m.
Frankenfield also says this briefing better equips service members and their families to determine what GI Bill is best suited for their situation. I'm Staff Sergeant Elijah Doherty, AFN News.
Electromagnetic Defense. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. The 350th Spectrum Warfare Wing is taking the next step in defending against the threat of an electromagnetic pulse or EMP attack during the latest iteration of Exercise Rapid Raven. The exercise is designed to test the wing's ability to wage war in the electromagnetic spectrum. A large enough EMP attack could destabilize critical U.S. infrastructure, including the nation's power grids, telecommunications, and the water supply. During Rapid Raven, the wing challenged its members' ability to sense and respond to changes in the electromagnetic spectrum and rapidly reprogram mission data files in a wartime environment. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Alvin says in the high-end fight, adversaries are capable of attacking across the spectrum, and the service must be ready and responsive. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio.